the rest of the story. Most folks living in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, could probably tell you that their city was named for William Pitt, but I wonder how many would know the rest of the story, that William Pitt was neither an American colonist nor a United States citizen. He was a British subject, 100%. In fact, he was a member of Parliament, a leader of the House of Commons, a Secretary of State, a Prime Minister, and for a time, the most powerful man in England. His phenomenal popularity was the source of his power, was what made even the kings of England reluctant to oppose him, and yet if he was popular at home, he was an outright hero in the American colonies. William Pitt was, in fact, America's greatest friend in the British government. Because of him, the Revolutionary War was almost averted. Here's how historians support that contention. Attempting to pay for the 7 years' war, Parliament hit the American colonies with a heavy tax. Specifically, a law was passed in 1765 requiring that stamps and officially stamped paper and so forth be used on all colonial documents and writings. Well, this law, called the Stamp Act, made the colonists furious. Significantly, it was passed behind William Pitt's back. Pitt was absent from Parliament while this legislation was under consideration. He returned in time to put out the fire. But in a remarkable speech before the House of Commons, he said, "The Americans are the sons, not the bastards of England. I rejoice that America has resisted." And because of Pitt's pressure, the Stamp Act was repealed. Pitt was absent from Parliament again when political opponents sought to undermine his colonial policies. Unreasonable duties were imposed on all kinds of goods, among them tea. Every schoolchild recalls the Boston Tea Party. It's often asserted that had William Pitt been politically active at the time, that pivotal protest might never have happened. And also, William Pitt and Benjamin Franklin served as respective peace negotiators for the motherland and the colonies. But King George III took advantage of yet another of Pitt's absences in 1776. Of course, the whole world knows what came of that. It is evident, then, why scholars sometimes say that we might still be they if William Pitt had stuck around. By the way, Pitt's numerous absences from the political scene, all of those times that he was nowhere to be found, when his presence might have made the crucial difference, they were all related to the same insidious something which had plagued him since the age of 16, which had almost permanently incapacitated him by the age of 40. In periods of partial remission, he did for America what he could, even if it meant arriving at Parliament wrapped in flannels, on crutches, in agony. The rest of the time, the colonists' best friend in British government remained in seclusion, in bed, in pain so terrible that he could neither walk, nor use his hands, nor eat, nor sleep, nor even bear the sound of children's voices. If anybody on earth could have prevented the American Revolution, William Pitt could have, and yet, when he might have helped the most, he was helpless, and thus did the wheels of global destiny turn on a case of chronic gout. Gout. Now you know the rest of the story.